The U.S. ag industry has a lot going on at this time. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Our members of Congress are working on a number of things in Washington. U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach of Minnesota gets us up to date.
Oh, absolutely. And if you take a look, you know, not that long ago, we passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it did have a lot of ag provisions. You know, we took a lot of the positive things that were that had been proposed in the House Farm Bill and put it in there. You know, we got $59 billion in ag safety net and ag and the dairy margin coverage, the enhanced and improved crop insurance offerings. And so there's a lot going on there. And then last week now, you know, there was a talk about the E15, year-round E15 in the budget bill. We did end up passing the budget bill without it. It's going to go over in the Senate this week. Maybe other things that hold it up. I don't know exactly what the Senate's plan is.
We continue to talk about the importance of our value-added products such as E15 and the push to get that year-round instead of having our waivers that have been done here in the past.
We have an E15 council, basically, is what, and we're going to have our first conference call today. And what we're trying to do is really is figure out the you know, any of the opposition or concerns and make sure that we address those and get a piece of legislation that everyone or enough votes to pass it can support and get that on the floor as soon as we can before the end of February, because we know we're facing some deadlines. You know, people have to make their decisions. And so we want to make sure that we push that through and get that done this year. And so we're working very hard on that.
As we know, there is a continued push for our value-added products, ethanol, biofuels, biodiesels. We're getting the push from the USDA as well as the Trump administration. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.